Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity that was not promised, that was unexpected, only because of you that you gave me the idea to shed light and spread the word and the gospel through the game of basketball. Thank you for Carson. I thank you for just his involvement and the right mind that you've given him and the heart that you've given him to allow him to help me spread this word and go on this journey. I pray that this podcast or this program or movement or whatever it is, you know, at the end of the day, help someone that's watching, that's listening, come to you and allow you to be in their hearts and allow them to become who they want to be through your word and through who you are and what you want for them. I just thank you for, you know, everything you've done for both of us up to this point. And I thank you for the things that you have already planned for us and the things that's already been written off for us as well. So thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So I got my man Carson here with me. So I've known Carson for about 4 years now. He's one of the cameramen with the team. One of the best cameramen in the country, in my opinion. He's made a lot of great mixes for us. But I think the most special thing about him is just kind of like who he is as a person and just his identity he's found in Christ. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of Bible studies and things like that on Sundays, and just hearing like what he has to say, his input and things kind of shows me the type of dude he is and how smart he is, how spiritually connected he is. And it's been a pleasure knowing him. I'm glad that, you know, we get to share this moment and just kind of do this. This is actually pretty cool. So go ahead and just let him know who
appreciate
you are.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Kind of fellow Dallas boy. I mean,
yeah.
Allen, close enough.
Yeah.
JP too, Allen. But a little backstory on me from Dallas. Kind of a funny story. We didn't know each other, but I went to like one or two JP2 games to take pictures because I knew you were commit.
Okay.
And I don't think we got to meet after.
Yeah, that's cool.
But me and Manny have known each other since my freshman year a little bit. And this is my senior, both of our senior years. And so it's been a cool journey just from the get-go of meeting Manny and realizing like he's a fellow Christian and someone that follows the Lord, and that's something that's important to him and not just something that he puts in his Instagram bio, but something that we're talking to each other, like asking how our lives are going, really trying to see like what can I be praying for. And that's like one of the ways that I probably kept up with you during the summer and different times when I wasn't there. But working on the basketball team is something that was a gift and something that I didn't expect to be doing. Grew up watching basketball a ton. Dad played basketball in college and just always been something super important to me, and to be able to be involved was so cool to see that like the Lord would use something like this, where
awesome.
Didn't know if I would ever use a camera ever. And then had some people that I saw use cameras in sports and thought it was really cool, picked up a camera and continued to do it. And
yeah.
The way that like, what are the odds that me picking up a camera is leading to talking to different college guys, talking to you, and then realizing like, okay, like these guys are the exact same as me. And all that matters is that me and you both care about how Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, and like that changed both of our lives.
Yep.
And that's the common unifier between everything. And it's the common unifier across the whole world is the fact that if you're a Christian, that we all believe in Christ and believe in his resurrection, and that should change and change the whole trajectory of our lives.
Facts.
And how we live and how we act and how we treat people. And yes, it's nice to be a good person, but I do that because how Christ changed my life and how he loved me and how he loves you. And so I'm excited for this. And
me too.
Just like Manny said, never done this before.
Definitely.
So I'm sure we'll be figuring that out on the road, on the journey here. But it's been cool to be kind of behind the camera or in front of the camera for the first time. And do it along this journey to try to at least share a little bit of insight of what it looks like from my perspective of working a little bit on staff here and there, or just on staff on a lower level, but also you being a player and realizing that like I can capture a journey and like what that journey looks like, and trying to like continue to capture the moments of what people are like and what the players are like, not just what they look like on the court.
100%.
Because there's so much more to our program, who we are, who you are, who coaches, and all these things that people just don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited to continue to show that journey and get going.
Well stated, bro. Well stated. I mean,
yeah.
I'm glad to have you, man. You know what I'm saying? This is, he's going to be a huge part of what I'm doing. I couldn't have done this without him. And I'm just glad that, you know what I'm saying, I'm blessed, I'm lucky, grateful to have found somebody that kind of has the same vision as me in terms of just kind of doing something like this, something that we're both new to, something that we didn't really, I mean, we never thought we'd even be in this position 4 or 5 months ago.
No.
I never thought I'd be trying to do a podcast or something of that sort, so let alone a movement. I appreciate you.
It's crazy.
It's
cool.
Take it away, man.
Kind of a little, I mean, he talked about how his prayer that he had and Lord kind of put it on his heart. It's so interesting. I just was reaching out to some of the players. My job on the team, I'm kind of like an assistant with another guy that works as a junior named Alex for Josh Chambers. Mm-hmm. It's basically
Double A.
Huh?
Double A made it.
Yeah. So me and Double A, we both are in charge of player content. So our job is to do anything and everything to make mixes, take pictures, capture what Buzz is doing, his speeches, doing anything to capture like what the team's like. Because we have 12-man productions. That's where we are right now. They do an incredible job of marketing and different things for social media.
Shout out to 12-man. Shout out to
12-man. SR does an amazing job and a bunch of other guys on the team. But the cool thing about my job and the cool thing about Alex's and working underneath Josh is we are just told, go and capture what you can. And me and Alex both love just being super relational with the players. And so it's fun because it's like, yeah, I video you or anyone else at practice or on the games, but like we're also friends.
Yeah.
100%. And so like we'll go grab a meal together, different things, and trying to get to know each other. And because of that, now I reached out to some of the players. I was like, hey, like, Manny, Wade, any of these other guys, like, do you have any brand deals or things that we could try to like get going? Like, I'm trying to help you all and trying to like increase. And so how can we show that? And Manny came back to me and was like, honestly, nothing right now, nothing at the moment. And then FaceTimed me a couple days later and was like, hey, it's kind of random. And I have no idea, honestly, like why I just thought of this or what the Lord just put on my heart, but was just praying. I think it was that day.
Yes.
And was like, I just want to try to start something about Project Jesus. And then we kind of just putting pieces together of, okay, this could be a podcast. We can make videos. We could show like, okay, yeah, this is like how you play, but also like there's more to it. And like the struggles of that, it's not easy following Jesus. Mm-hmm. Not everyone does it. It's not supposed to be fun. If it was fun, everyone would do it.
Exactly.
And, but it's something that it's not culturally accepted everywhere. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is, honestly, with the culture of our basketball team, like it really is culturally acceptable.
Buzz, I mean, with Buzz is kind of being who he is, the leader of all the guys, the whole program, just and seeing how open he is spiritually with all of us. It doesn't matter what God you serve, but specifically Jesus, just kind of like how much he uses him and puts that on our hearts. I feel like ever since my freshman year, I came into different space, different world. I didn't know what I was really getting into, but I knew that as long as I kept my faith, I kept myself steady, that I would figure it out at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, I would find my way. And you know, credit to Buzz and the staff and the players that he recruits, the people that he brings in. Like, good example would be Carson. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't bring someone in his role that isn't the type of person he is. Someone that bring the team down, toxic and things of that nature. I feel like, you know, simply because of the top of the line, the person that drives the bus, which is Buzz, who kind of like trickles down to us players, he kind of affects us and touches our hearts in a way that creates things like this, moments mm-hmm. like this. You and I, you know what I'm saying, athlete, non-athlete, like that just doesn't happen a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually really excited. I'm still really nervous. I'm gonna get used to this. But I'm actually very nervous right now. But I'm also really excited. I feel like I'm having a deja vu moment.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Which is weird.
I think it's too. It's so cool. Is like Buzz emphasizes leadership so much, and like the perfect leader came down on this earth to literally die for us.
100%.
And to think, I think of Philippians too, like the summer. I worked at a summer camp called Kanakek. It's like a Christian sports camp. Mm-hmm. But we taught to the staff about just leadership, and like it starts with humility. It starts with being on the level of who you're trying to lead. And so I think there's so many aspects of that that's so cool. It's like he washed the feet of his disciples. He was there, and like he didn't just like rule as like a king or like a kingdom in this area where like he's like telling everyone what to do.
Yep.
Like, hey, I'm the best and I'm the king of the world, which he was. But he came down in human flesh to literally serve as the perfect sacrifice for our sins.
100%.
And so it's so cool to be like, okay, like the guy who's trying to teach, Buzz is not perfect. None of us are perfect.
Right.
But the guy that's trying to teach us and like teach y'all as players what it means to be a man and what it means to lead others as he's trying to lead y'all. And like he's not like sometimes he's running sprints with y'all.
Yeah.
He's on the court.
Yeah.
He's not just like coming in with like some dress shoes on, and he doesn't come in with an ego. Like I don't know, I just think it's cool to think like he does all these like different, you know, the coach's clinic or different things where he's talking about leadership, and it's cool to think that his mind is being fed from the Bible, mm-hmm. where Jesus and God spoke through different imperfect people to write a perfect book. Mm-hmm. And so to think like, I don't know, not that you can't be a good leader without being led by the Spirit, but it's just so cool to think like he's being led by the Spirit because he reads the Bible and he loves the Lord and really like has a relationship with the Lord. He
walks with his faith.
Yeah. And he doesn't just like talk about leadership by itself, which that's great too, but it's just so cool to see like when you have a faith aspect to it, like relationships are so much more stronger. There's just a different level that you can not have when you have a relationship with people that aren't Christians and not founded on Christ.
100%.
So, I mean, even looking at our friendship, like, yeah, we may not hang out all the time, but like when we worth each other, when we check in on each other, like it's because like you have a faith, and that doesn't mean I don't talk to any other players that don't have a faith,
right?
But it's just different. Mm-hmm. And there's a way that the Lord is in that relationship, and he keeps it tighter and he keeps it closer. Mm. And so it's cool to think that we have a staff like that. We have multiple coaches, if not all, are Christians, and to be able to see that and just to be able to see the way that the culture is established and kind of founded at a place that's not a Christian university.
All right.
But it's almost like, it seems like it. And so.
One thing about this university that I do appreciate, Breakaway Ministries, they hold it every Tuesday at 9.
Tuesday nights.
I try to go every week. I've been going, I mean, I went my freshman year, sophomore year. I didn't really go as much. Junior year, didn't really go as much until like the end. But shout out to them. They probably don't even know who I am really. But like just being in that environment and understanding that, you know what I'm saying, this university does support people being open about Jesus Christ and what he's done for us and kind of and you'd be amazed with the amount of people that show up every Tuesday. I mean thousands,
fill up,
like half
fill
of
up like a third
filled.
Of yeah half or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like,
so I mean it's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's touched me in so many ways. The speaker does a great job. The people around that help, the choir, the band, they're amazing. So but yeah, man, and like I mean, first I want to start off, like, since you're here, like I'll just start off with a question, like what does the gospel mean to you? What has it done for your life? Like,
yeah. What hasn't it done? I think that's the real question. I think, first of all, I sit here and neither Manny and I, like I said earlier, like we're not perfect. We're both Christians that are striving to do our best to daily follow the Lord, and to do that with a heart that looks to him to know that we aren't enough and he is. But the gospel means to me, it means that I'm a sinner and I fall short. Like the wages of sin are death. It says that in Romans. Like I deserve death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. In order to get that eternal life, I have to believe and I have to confess, believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that 100%. Jesus is Lord and that he died on the cross and rose from the dead.
100%.
And so I think the gospel is a daily reminder and a daily gift that I don't deserve, but the Lord gives to me to be able to live a life that is sinful, but striving to be like him. And because I believe in him and believe that he died on the cross and rose from the dead, I get an opportunity to go to heaven and have a relationship with him and to have someone that's always with me that I can talk to every day and that I can learn from and strive to be like, and have this process of sanctification that he grows me and changes me and grows me for the better to be able to be more like Christ every day. So I'd say gospel, simple definition, is something given, not deserved. So God gave me and gave you and gave everyone an opportunity to be able to believe in Christ. And Christ is a man that came down to earth. He's the Son of God that came down to earth in human form. He's fully God and fully man, to then be able to die on the cross in replace for our sins so that we would have an opportunity to go to heaven.
100%.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
What does it mean to you? What does the gospel mean to you, Manny?
The gospel, man. I mean, growing up, African household, my mother, I love my mother. Shout out to my moms.
Shout out all moms.
Deeply rooted in the Christian community. She wanted us to go to church. We were deep into the church. And I mean, as I got older, I didn't really understand why she was so rooted in whatever we were doing every Sunday, going to Sunday service. And I would see her praising Jesus and praising the Lord, and I wouldn't understand, like, why she was so emotionally invested in it. And over time, I started to realize and I started to figure out the things that she had been going through. My mom's been through a lot. My dad's been through a lot. And, like, our family's been through a lot. And seeing them come out on the other side of it and still thanking God at the end, still giving appreciation and showing him love, that opened my eyes to a different level, especially when I was, like, towards elementary school, middle school, I was trying to figure out what I really wanted to do, which was play basketball. And I remember just kind of like going through all these hard times, not being appreciated, always being overseen, overlooked or whatever. And I didn't know who to turn to. I had no one to go to. I had friends, but like they couldn't really like fulfill the sadness and emptiness that I felt inside. And I remember just kind of like picking up a Bible and really just kind of reading it, watching videos, going to Sunday service, going to like, you know, where the kids go. Mm-hmm. Like if you're like 9 to 11, 12, you go to like a certain room and you whatever. And you know what I'm saying? As I started to keep like going and being more consistent, I started to understand like the goodness of God and what he does for us. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people don't truly understand what it means to be a follower today. And obviously I'm still in my walk and I've learned a lot. But I feel like the gospel to me is really just basically what you said, like it's very undeserving for us. Like I don't deserve God's grace. Mm-hmm. I don't deserve his mercy, but he gives it anyway. I feel like being a follower of Jesus Christ is being like a servant and having the attitude of no matter what you do in your life, you do it for only one person. Mm-hmm. You do it for Jesus. And I feel like when I was younger, I always had a problem of always trying to look a certain way. I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to be left out. I didn't want to be some person that nobody accepted. And as I got older and I got deeper into my word, like I understood that you don't need to because you've already been accepted. And
He already won.
He wanted you before you even stepped foot, before you even came into this world.
Which is crazy.
And for some people, they don't really understand that. And they kind of look at it as like some cliche type of slogan. Mm-hmm. But really, it's the truth. And once I really understood that and grabbed, and I was able to get a grasp on what that meant, it completely opened my eyes and changed my world on everything. And it completely eliminated my distractions from worrying, sorrow, overthinking, sadness, depression, all that. And I just completely leaned on Jesus. And basically, like, the gospel, what it means to me is just having someone to lean on that's not here and knowing that no matter what you do, you're going to be okay as long as you believe in him. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing that's kind of misconcepted around in this world today is like, in order for you to be accepted into heaven, it's not by doing good deeds.
And being the perfect person.
And being the perfect
following
person.
Following all the rules.
And that's what also helped me understand Jesus a lot more. Because mm-hmm. It's like, man, I used to think like, man, if I give money to this homeless dude on the street, God will, I'll get a few points. For
like you more.
Yeah, I'll get a few points and I'll have a higher chance of making it to heaven because I'm giving rather than receiving from somebody, someone that's in need. Or if I read my Bible and I memorize a verse, or if I go to Sunday service, if I go to church on Sunday, like I feel like I have a higher chance of making it to heaven and making God proud. But really, what you have to do is to be reborn through your spirit, be reborn through your heart, and allow God in your heart. And I feel like that is probably one of the most important, craziest things that I've ever, ever. It's kind of hard to put into words sometimes because it's like, man, you want to be good and you want to do all this for someone, but really you don't have to. Mm-hmm. All you have to be is yourself and believe. Mm-hmm. Believe that there's a living God. There's a living God. There's a living Lord out there and someone that loves you no matter what, mm-hmm. unconditionally. So the gospel means a lot of things to me, man. I can't really put it into one thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just grateful to know and have the sense and be aware of that there is one. Mm-hmm. There is one that's looking down on us and looking over us each and every single day, checking on us, waking us up in the morning, giving us clothes and roofs over our head and things like that that we don't, mm-hmm. that we take for granted. You know, he gives us a heartbeat. You know, he allows us to move, think, talk.
And he knows your name.
And he knows your name.
And he loves you.
And he loves you. And so it's kind of hard for me to put it into words just kind of like what gospel is, because it means a lot of things. But I think the most important thing is just understanding and knowing that there is someone that cares for you deeply more than you will ever understand, mm-hmm. more than you will ever know. So and gospel has changed my life in so many ways, especially during college. I mean, these 4 years weren't the prettiest, weren't the easiest. I've been through a lot of trials, tribulations myself, and both on and off the court. You know, a basketball situation, I wasn't really playing much like I would used to. I don't really have the resume that I worked for or would hope for. Mm-hmm. And there's times where it's really tough. You know what I'm saying? There's days where I'm just like, man, like, why am I still doing this? Like, why am I still having to wake up early in the morning and bust my butt and give all this effort? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I feel like I feel like I failed. And even off the court, you know, there's decisions that I've made. There's situations I've been in that don't make me, that makes me feel less of a person or less of the human that I strive to be. Mm-hmm. And like the person that I would always saw myself as when I was a really young kid. And being able to know that, yeah, you've been through all that and you've made mistakes, but none of that matters anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, all of that does not matter anymore.
Wipe clean?
It's wipe clean. Because there's a living God that exists, that is real, that is true, that reminds you of how special and how beautiful of a person you are.
Yeah.
Because you were created in his own image.
It's amazing.
And I really needed to hear that and know that, because if I didn't, I would have felt like I could never bounce back or rebound from the things that I've been through. So, I mean, I owe God so much. I owe Jesus so much, and I'm so thankful that, you know what I'm saying, I've had the opportunity to do what I've done. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for the opportunity that I have right now, being able to kind of just talk a little bit more about him and mm-hmm. and what he means to my life. Yeah. So, and over time, like, I'm still going to, like, you know what I'm saying, tell stories and express, you know, certain situations that I was in and how I got out of it with him and how he was there for me. I didn't want to go too long with the introduction today, but.
Then I'm going to fix one thing on it, okay?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'd be nervous because I feel like I'm talking in front of a live audience with the camera right in front of me.
All right, we good?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's awesome. It's cool to hear. It's amazing to hear. And what a so cool to hear, like, a testimony of what your mom's done for you and how both of our parents have led a way. And it's not our parents' faith that gets us to heaven, but it's our own.
Facts.
And so it's awesome to see that, like, different people God puts in our lives to be able to put us in the position to then grow our faith and make it stronger and give different perspectives. And yeah, it's just amazing. What was recruitment like? Did you know at all that Buzz was a Christian? Did he get on a personal level with you?
Yeah.
Of that? Was that something like, dang, I'm committing to this university and this team and, like, I know, like, my faith is going to grow? Or I don't know, like, was that a surprise when you got here of coaches?
One, that wasn't a surprise. Once I figured out Buzz was Christian, I did not know he was Christian when he first recruited me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I remember I met him in Atlanta.
Yeah, when did he first recruit you?
Yeah. So I had met him. I was in, I think it was going into my junior year. I was in Atlanta. I played on Under Armour circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
Murray Elite?
Moody Elite.
Oh, Moody.
So Emmanuel Moody. Shout out Emmanuel Moody. That's my dude. But I remember I was checking into my hotel and I seen him checking in. Oh, I was mm-hmm. coming. I was just entering the hotel, about to go to my room. And I had seen Buzz checking in. And I remember I've seen him a lot. I didn't really know who he was for real, but I was like, wow, that's Buzz Williams. I knew who he was, like, his name.
Because that was probably his first year at A&M when he recruited you?
I think he had just gotten hired.
Okay. Because he, around the same time, your junior year probably would have been his first year.
Yeah. He had just gotten hired, and I was just like, wow. And he already knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of like, dang, he already knows who I am. Well, I guess we're on the right track here. And mm-hmm. We talked briefly. He said he was going to come watch my game the next day, offered me. And they were probably, A&M recruited me extremely hard. And it was hard to not choose the school, choose not to go here. Mm-hmm. So, but I realized that he was connected spiritually of some sort, just by the way he talks, the mm-hmm. way he moves, the way he carries himself. And that was something that I found a lot of interest in. That was mm-hmm. something that I really, that really opened my eyes about him specifically, because I know there's not a lot of coaches that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But recruitment was crazy.
Were there any other schools that you
considered,
or what were the other schools?
OU. Everybody thought I was going to OU.
Really?
Crystal balls, all that. They said I was going to OU. That's when Lon Kruger was there.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas.
Not
Texas.
Neither of them.
All the Texas schools, Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama wanted me to go there badly. There were some schools that I did not know of until, like, years later, mm-hmm. like, after I committed, like, Kentucky, California. I committed pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of schools, man. It's kind of hard to remember all of them, but.
I mean, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. I beat Kentucky a couple times now, so I'm straight.
Dunked on a few of them, too.
Something like that.
We're around that track right now.
Something like that. Something like that.
Hey, all glory to God, though.
Yeah, man. You know, so, yeah.
I mean.
Through it all, though, bro. Through it all, like.
It was crazy, though.
The journey from being in high school to now, like, just kind of reminds me of how good God is.
Oh, yeah.
And not for the fact that it could have been anybody. It's for the fact that he's kept me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
He's kept me level-headed, and he's given me a sense of wisdom that not a lot of kids at my age have.
Especially in college sports. Oh,
especially in college sports.
I mean, there's one thing to think about. It's basketball or it's football or whatever it is. Don't have time. You don't, like, there's so many different excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, even as a normal college student,
yeah,
if you want to fill your time, you can fill your time. But if you want to make it a priority,
yeah,
then you can 100%. Choose a way to live.
Exactly. You know, and I don't know. It's just kind of like, if you asked me 2 years ago, if I would even be close to doing something like this, probably later on in my life, but not now. But now looking back at who I was 2 years ago, I feel like I should have been doing something like that, you know, because it's like, there's not a lot of time on this earth, man, and it's important that you give as much as you can to him while you're here.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason we're here?
Oh, that's the reason. That's the only reason why we're here. And our purpose is to serve him and glorify him through our works.
Yeah.
As related back to Matthew 14 through 16, like, glorifying him and doing the things that he that he gave us the talent and the gifts to do. I mean, I play basketball every day and I work hard at this game every day simply because of what he's blessed me with. And
because we wouldn't be here, too.
Exactly. And to inspire the people that that look up to me, that watch me, that know that, you know what I'm saying, I could do this too. Give them a sense of hope. And I mean, it's kind of hard to really put into words sometimes of how good he is. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just really thankful. I'm really thankful that, you know, I have the people that I have around me. I'm thankful for the situations that that I got out of, that a lot of people probably would have gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, God is just really good, man. I'm really excited to just start this podcast and get to going, get to moving, get to flowing.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not good at speaking.
No, you're good. Me neither. So but we'll get the hang of it.
We're going to get the hang of it.
I think the cool thing about this and the thing that's made me the most excited, besides just the fact of get to hang out more, get to talk about the Lord and try to spread it. But I think whether it's a scale of NBA or NFL or college level or high school, it's so cool to say, like, in sports there's a platform, and that's, everyone knows that, but it's like, I love CJ Stroud or people like Steph Curry,
CJ Stroud for sure,
like different people that do that and they have their own faith, or Clayton Kershaw. I grew up in the same
Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, dude, he got baptized this last summer, I think.
I need to get baptized.
To see people like that where it's like, I don't know, like, there's something different out there in the first place, but, like, they'd tell people about it. It's just this idea of, like, yeah, like, some people are missionaries, and some people, their mission is where they where they work and what their job is and where they're at. And so you don't have to go to a different country to spread the word. And it says in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, and it's to go, therefore, and spread the word and make disciples of all nations. And our job on earth is to continue to spread the word, continue to spread his name and the gospel, whether that's to my friends, whether that's on the level that you have. And yeah, you get paid, you get all these clothes and the jerseys and the shoes and the spotlight, you get on TV when you have the highlights and all these things. But like, what does that matter if you think you did it yourself?
Remember who got you there.
And there's a reason too, like, I don't know if you remember last year, CJ Stroud talked about the gospel on live television and they cut him off.
Cut him off. Yeah. Oh.
It's crazy.
There's so much that I want to get into on this podcast, man. And one of them for sure.
That was wild.
Is kind of the world that we're living in today, right now.
It does not want the word of God to be preached.
It's crazy, man. Growing up, I kind of saw myself as a conspiracy theorist.
Like what?
I feel like conspiracy theorists are the ones that kind of speak out about it and try to tell the whole world about it. I didn't do that. I just
in your brain
searched it up. Yeah, in my brain, researched it and all that. And it's just, and I mean, like, different episodes will talk about this, man. But like, just how sinful this world is, and just how crazy and crazy and crazy and crazier the world gets each and every single day. Every 24 hours, it's something. And it really just, and that's another thing that kind of really brought me closer to Christ, was I'm seeing all these worldly things, and it didn't sit right in my heart. It didn't sit right in my spirit. And I would see all these sayings like, Jesus is coming. Like, Jesus is going to be here. Like, this is, we're in the end times. And I feel like it's important. It's so huge for us as Christians, as followers, believers, to understand that. But not only understand that and take actions ourselves, but encourage the people around us that have absolutely no clue what's going on to take action and get closer to Christ as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I've started this channel. People that don't really understand Jesus, don't understand the world we live in, or I mean, you really should have an idea of the world we live in.
But the perspective is so different if you don't have
the lens
of Christ.
It is, exactly. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to just start this for people to have the opportunity to grasp onto that and understand it from the lens that we see it from.
And I mean, the reality is like, if you're just a Christian, or if you're not a Christian and you play basketball, or if you're in school, the grades or your level of the grades or your scouting report or your NBA report, where like, if you can get drafted, then that means everything. And then if you get this, that means everything. Right. Or if you score this amount of points, but like,
means nothing.
You're not leveled, you're not scored on that level, and you're not seen in that way. But the thing that gives us so much more peace is like, God gave you a talent and he gave me a talent and everyone else different talents, not so that we could all be the same person, but in 1 Corinthians it's talking about just giving the talents to the different people in the church. And obviously, I mean, you don't work in the church, but the church means
a lot,
the body of Christ.
Yes.
And so it's the people that go out and share the good news.
Yes.
And so it's so cool to think like, we can both have peace knowing that if I never make a good video again, or if I never take a good picture again, or if no one approves of anything I do, or if I got the most approval and became the best there is in the business, or if you became the best player in the NBA or whatever it is, like, or you don't even make the NBA, like, there, that doesn't matter because of what Christ did. And so it's so cool. I think it's just amazing to see. I think something that we can talk about later, but I think it's Proverbs 21:31. Just talks about like, you can prepare your horse for battle, but the Lord declares victory. Or yeah, I talked about that the other day in Bible study. I think it's so cool to think like, we can do all we want to try to win this or do that or get all the approval or get the best grades or whatever it is, but like, the Lord decides what happens, and he decides like what that looks like. And so you can be faithful to him, and that's what he wants. He wants your heart, and he wants just like your love. And it doesn't matter what it is, but like, he wants your whatever you got. So like, if you give him the fishes and loaves that you have, even if it's 2 loaves and 2 fishes, just like the story or whatever, I don't know the exact number, but it's like, he's going to make and feed thousands with that. And so he can do and decide, and that's not in our control, but just like Coach says, and like a lot of other people say, is like, control what you can. And so it's cool to see how much peace he's given you and how much peace he's given me, and that we can live a life that doesn't have to depend on performance.
Facts.
But it depends on Jesus already died on the cross and him already winning and him being enough when we're not enough.
And that's, you hit the spot with the word peace. Like, freshman, sophomore year, man.
From the spirit.
Junior year, I was just, especially off the floor, bad situation, bad relationship, was not in the best spot mentally, spiritually, for sure spiritually. Broke my hand sophomore year. Couldn't play basketball.
It's tough.
You know, and other personal things that I had went through that, you know what I'm saying, put me in a pretty bad spot. And through all of that, man, I was just praying for peace someday. Someday for me to just find hope and peace, not have to worry about the things that I was going through at that time. And at the same time, I knew that going through that stuff was going to make me better. It was going to make me stronger. But, man, I hated it in the moment, and I needed God so bad. And I didn't know where – I didn't know, like, if he'd ever answer my prayers, if he was hearing me. I didn't know if I was ever going to get out of the situation. I didn't know if my dreams would really be over. I thought there was days where I thought like I would never get over the hump. I just kept praying. I just kept going over and over and over again. I kept showing up. I kept believing. And you know what I'm saying?
It's cool that you say hope. There's a, and I don't have all the memorized verses or anything, and
me neither.
I'm honestly pretty bad at that. But a cool verse is Romans 1-5, and in that it talks about basically the reason that Jesus and God allows us for to have suffering and to go through hard times is that suffering. It's kind of cool. It's like a math equation.
Romans 12:12. That's my favorite verse.
That also talks about that. It's so cool. It is suffering produces. Endurance produces character, and then character leads to hope, and that hope's found in Christ. And so it's so cool to think like that peace that we're talking about, it only can be found in Christ. And God is not just looking at you and saying like, I'm going to do all this, just like he looked at Job and take it all away so that like you can live a terrible life. Like he does it because he knows and has the providence to know what your life looks like later in life. So he knows that like he's going to use it for good. So whether that's good on the court or good somewhere else and leads you to someone else. But it's so cool to say, like you said, the word hope, and like there's only one hope, and that hope is Christ.
Christ.
And the coolest thing is like you look at all these other religions, and there's a thing that you can worship and money you can give here and there, and you can look at the statue and all these things. Like none of those other religions, the God does not love you back.
All right.
It's only a one-way street, and that's the difference of any other religion. Is there's more to that, but the simplest way that I can see it is that like there's a two-way street, and it's a relationship with the Lord that we worship and the God that we worship, and it's not just like we give it something, but he gave us eternal life, and we're just trying to do anything we can to praise him and love him and give the glory to him without everything that he's given us.
Thanks, man.
But
man, I'm glad that you know, we were able to start this episode, man. It's the first of many. I know I got some people that I'm going to invite over, so we can have good, healthy conversations about the Lord and different experiences and things of that nature. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
This is actually pretty cool. We got a lot of editing to do. A lot of finishing touches to add, but man, I just hope that you guys, whether this means anything to you guys or not, or this is you guys watch it or not, I just want you to know, man, like God loves you, Jesus loves you, no matter the situation that you're in right now,
and no matter what you've done, no matter how far off the path.
Like, no matter what you've done, like, you were created in his image and his image only. And that's the only opinion that you should ever worry about.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He loves you so much. And the amount of peace that you find when you realize that is so overwhelming and topples every and anything else that you worry about, think about, whatever. There is a living God out here, man, and he's coming. And he's coming to take the ones that believe in him and that trust in him and that love him and the ones that walk in his faith. And I just pray for you guys, man. I pray for the people that watch. I pray for the people that mm-hmm. see a little bit of this, scroll through, like whoever you may be, man. We love you. I love you.
I love you too.
And I just hope you guys are touched by this in some way. And we're going to keep pushing this forward. Just keep going. It's another thing that I kind of...
It's a brand.
Brand of some sort that I kind of, like a slogan, mantra of mine that I just kind of live by. And I kind of coincides with what I'm starting with, Project Jesus. But without JKG, I mean, without Project Jesus, there is no JKG. Period. Facts. So, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be a lot of content, Bible verses and things of that sort. My Instagram, AISOXSA. I'm still debating on if I want to do this on TikTok as well. I think that would be good for mm-hmm. me. It's the same, AISOXSA. My man Carson, CR.
Let's see if you get this. It's easy to say, but it's hard to.
Is it design?
Yeah.
DESIGN.
So it's design without the vowels. That's the tricky part.
Without the what?
So without like the vowels.
The vowels.
CR. DSGN.
DSGN.
Yeah. So okay. Design.
So Carson, so.
It's tricky.
CR.
I didn't expect him to get that.
DSGN. I was close.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I think, next episode. One of my teammates, CJ Wilcher. I'm going to bring him on the show.
Former opponent,
played at Nebraska.
Sorry, CJ.
Got whooped. It is what it is.
We love you, but
yeah,
it happened.
Yeah, whatever. Welcome to A&M. But yeah, I'm going to bring him on the show and kind of get his thoughts and opinions and just views on Christ, what he means to him on his journey as well. He's going to be really good. I really appreciate Carson a lot for doing this for me. He has no idea. This is amazing. I'm not really good with structure, not really good with setting things mm-hmm. and aligning all this stuff. And I just kind of like to free flow and speak from the heart. So that's what this is going to be. And
appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all.
Episode 1 done. Come on.
Let's go.